Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
But let's go out to the River Islands guest line right now, and we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth. He's the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, great to have you, man. How's the podcast going? What were you guys running around talking about this week?
You know, I mean, we've talked a lot of stuff. Obviously, the Giants and Brian Daboll and how washed Russell Wilson is coming in a critical situation and taking two sacks. You know, I've been talking about the Rams being what I think is the best football team in the National Football League. So the loss to the Rams, although they, you know, hung 40 some odd on you, there is no shame in the way they're playing right now. And I think they're so uniquely built. You know, you look at the way when Sean McVay first came in this league, I remember his first couple of years, they were in 11 personnel, three wide receiver personnel, 98% of the time. That's what they did. Now they run more 12 and 13 than anybody in the league. They've got four tight ends that are just cookie cutters of one another. You know, they're all 6'5", 250 pounds. They can all run. They can all block. They're just a real matchup nightmare for teams. So I know you don't want to hear this, but they're fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, especially offensive linemen, because you see all the different packages like you talked about. And I wonder about the Niners in that same vein, who run a lot of 21 personnel and the way they use Juice, the fullback. Are there things that Shanahan needs to kind of innovate away from in order to, I don't know, be a little bit more of an explosive offense now?
I don't know. I don't think I would say that is true. I think that, you know, I think it has a lot more to do with who's playing up front for you and obviously who's on the edges. I mean, when you don't fear playing one-on-one coverage with people, you can commit to stopping McCaffrey. You can commit to stopping a lot of that stuff that teams do. And, you know, ultimately right now, from a passing game standpoint, name one dude that puts fear into your heart when you say, hey, we got to go man-to-man on this guy. And frankly, I would just argue that's probably nobody. You know, I think about it from the position I played as an offensive lineman. One of the things we used to always say is, like, if you have not one guy who's a pass rusher that I'm afraid of going one-on-one with across the line of scrimmage, we're going to whip your ass. Like, there's no two ways about it. Now, all of a sudden, when you get one pass rusher or two pass rushers that are a problem, then you guys become a real issue for us as a group in general. And so, because then you got to start committing guys to stopping the pass rush, to doing that. Now you're not getting anybody out. You know, now you're getting two or three guys out. And if your two or three guys can't beat man-to-man coverage, you're not going to win a lot of games. And so I think those are the things that we look at with San Francisco right now as a way to get some health back on that receiving core. And and across the board with their their organization. I think those are the problems that you get into.
Mark Schlereth is with us. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Stink, we've got, Richard Sherman. We've got Brian Baldinger. We even sort of had Tom Brady getting lulled into they all have the same take right now. I know they lost, but Mac Jones was really good, and so it is. Stick with Mac Jones because he's the hot hand, even when Brock Purdy is in relative health. Would you care to weigh in on that?
Yeah, I still think, and I'm not one of these guys that is like, hey, man, you lose your job. You can't lose your job to injury. You can lose your job to injury if the guy who comes in plays better than you. But Brock Purdy would give them an element of athleticism in the back end at the quarterback position that Mac Jones, frankly, doesn't have and never will have. And so while you're struggling, while you're struggling with health and with health-related issues and lack of dynamic nature at the receiving core, I would definitely, me personally, if Brock Purdy is healthy and there's no further risk of injury, other than, the normal stuff that happens to you because you play football, I would go back to Brock Purdy because he gives that element of athleticism and escapability in the back end and maybe some a little bit more of an RPO type of game and some things that you have to contend with as a defense that, frankly, Mac Jones doesn't have. And I understand, he went 33-39 and had 300 yards passing, and I understand all those things. Of course, how much of that is underneath and how much of that is because you're behind in the game. And yeah, I understand the efficiency and stuff, but I think you're a more dynamic offense is currently constructed with the players that you have if you go back to Brock Purdy.
Now, hopefully he can make it through some practices this week, and he'll be out there against Arizona on Sunday. What sort of a problem does the Arizona defense pose, not only for Brock, but potentially Mac Jones as well?
Yeah, I think they're very well coached on that side of the ball. I mean, Sweat is a decent, good pass rusher. Still, Calais Campbell is still playing at a ridiculous level. It's unbelievable. They've got really good players on the back end. Buda Baker is a guy you always have to contend with. He's all over the place, has a blatant disregard for his own well-being, flies around at about 190 pounds and just tries to absolutely destroy people. They're good. They are a good defense. Yeah. Ultimately to me, this is a really cool matchup because their defensive coordinator is a huge Kyle Shanahan fan. And so that matchup, he is going to be jazzed up for that matchup, and it'll be a really cool matchup for them. Ultimately, you look at Arizona offensively, you can say what you want, and I think Brissett has done a really good job for them, but he's a backup quarterback in this league, and the Arizona Cardinals, frankly, just aren't that good right now. You got one huge big time problem is Trey McBride, but it'll be an interesting matchup to be sure.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about what you're mentioning there, that the Arizona defensive staff is going to be all jacked up to face Kyle. I think that we out here in the Bay right now, Mark, we've got a fan base that in a way is struggling to get overly excited because it feels like a great year is kind of off the table because of everything that has happened on the defensive side of the ball. But you're a big Shanahan fan. I'm a big Shanahan fan. They are relatively healthy there, getting healthier. Maybe Purdy, maybe Pearsall joining this group. When you put all that together, is that offense good enough to essentially outscore teams and still leave an imprint on this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you bring it up because you sit there and say, hey, man, they're not playing very well. And, we're probably not going to win the division and this, that, and the other. And you guys have run away with a bunch of seasons and ultimately ended in disappointment. And to me, getting healthy at the right time. Can you get healthy at the right time? Can you make a run at the right time? Can you, you know, at the end of the year, be playing your best football? Because ultimately, it doesn't really matter until then. And I tell you what, I take a average season to compete for a championship and to play really well in the playoffs. I would take that any day of the week. So I still think you have that, you know, that ability. If you get everybody healthy and if you start, you know, playing better football defensively, I don't know. A lot of young guys, a lot of injuries on the defensive side of the ball, you know, the lack of a legitimate threat, the pass rusher, that's going to make that hard. But just to get offensively, get back to feeling yourself, have some dynamic weapons on the outside with Pearsall coming back. And like you said, if Ayuk comes back, I don't know his story right now, but that could make a big difference.
And this Sunday, it's going to need to make a difference. And I'm just fascinated by the way the Cardinals have gone about their quarterback situation, where Kyler Murray is hurt and he's on IR, I guess. But it looks like they made a pivot to Brissett regardless of that. How would you size up the situation overall in Arizona at the quarterback position?
Yeah, I mean, I think they found out the most important thing is that Kyler Murray probably isn't their quarterback. And that's a great decision to make. You know, and ultimately, I look at Kyler and, you know, I think at the quarterback position, for the most part, consistently boring wins. That's what wins in the NFL. And SportsCenter highlights are cool, but that doesn't win football games in the NFL. And for Kyler Murray, it always felt like to me, SportsCenter, I want to lead the league in SportsCenter highlights. And like, you can lead the league in SportsCenter highlights, but you're going to be 5-whatever, you know, 4-whatever. I don't know the math anymore now that they went from 16 games. It was so easy back when it was 16 games.
Yeah.
You know, I could say, hey, they're going to be 4-12. Now I got to add a game in there, so it'll be 4-13, I suppose. I'm not good. Matt, I was a general studies major from the University of Idaho. So you added that 17th game, and it's not even anymore. And, you know, none of it makes sense to me anymore. Yeah, I just have given up. Yeah.
You know what, though? I think this comes up around the league a lot, Mark. And when you describe these two, I don't think you think they're similar in Kyler Murray and Brock Purdy, but maybe the situation is. I think that some people look at certain quarterbacks and they go, okay, this guy is good enough to take us to the playoffs, but maybe he's kind of a product of surroundings, or he's not good enough to get all the way over the top. Like, he's not a top five QB. What is usually the right thing to do? Like Dak Prescott, Derek Carr, what's the right thing to do when that's your guy? Is it to go ahead and pay the relevant quarterback or keep searching for great?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Yeah, well, I mean, the principle, I guess, for me is there's one Patrick Mahomes. You know, there's,
yep.
there's, you know, like, there's three or four guys in the league right now that are that guy. And there are a bunch of others that aren't. And then there's some guys that are really, really good. And if you've got a guy that I think is really, really good, you do him Purdy, then you could still win a championship, but you have to build around that guy. And I think the biggest thing about playing is not so much attacking somebody's weakness as it is mitigating your own. And so when you have a guy that can win and a guy that can lead you and a guy that is, you know, is made of the right stuff, then it's about, but he maybe doesn't have a couple of physical tools that you would like, then it's about mitigating those potential weaknesses and putting enough people and enough concepts around him for you to have a win a championship. And those things, that stuff is done because there's only four teams that have the quarterback that could just carry them. But I would say of those teams, you know, of the, how many championships has Lamar won? How many championships has Josh Allen won? Like, they also have some of their pitfalls. So those are the things that you have to look at. And I know we all want that unicorn playing quarterback for us, but unfortunately, they just don't make many of them.
Mark Schlereth with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, Stink, this is off subject, but before you go, and I know you guys were never on the field together because you both played offense, but our guy, he's part of our coverage here at 95.7 The Game, is Lorenzo Neal, and he's made it to the next round in all of the Hall of Fame voting. Weigh in. What are your thoughts? Lo Neal, is that a Hall of Famer?
Yeah. Lo Neal was phenomenal. You know, unfortunately, for the most part, the fullback position has kind of become extinct. And, you know, and unfortunately, the voters don't understand the value oftentimes of those guys and what they brought to the equation. So Lo Neal was a phenomenal football player, did it for a long time and crushed people in the running game. And so, yeah, if it was up to me, absolutely, because he's a, you know, he's a glorified guard. and I want all those guys. I want all those guys in the Hall of Fame. But, you know, like I said, unfortunately, we've got a lot of guys who vote for the Hall of Fame that I would say that if you can't put a statistic in front of them, they don't know how to vote. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Yeah. Totally. You taking Lo Neal or Kyle Juszczyk?
For?
Fullback.
Oh, I would take, like, it depends on what you want. You want a guy that catches the ball. You want a guy that absolutely destroys people in the hole. I'll take the run game aspect all day long, but I love Kyle Juszczyk as a player as well. It's just morphing the position into something that it wasn't, you know, back when Lo Neal played and when I played. So, but yeah, I'll take Lo Neal all day in the run game.
Honestly, looking at some old footage, the Lo Neal Mike Allstott full eye in the backfield, that should have been outlawed.
Oh my gosh, right?
Too much man right back there.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of man.
So you got to take on Lowe and you get around him, and then here comes Mike Allstott. No, thank you.
Yeah, that's wrong. Yeah, that's never the right answer.
No. All right. Hey, Sting, thanks. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right, sounds good, boys. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different.
It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.